December 15th, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, my call to conversion is real. In every present moment, my call intensifies. Do not think that as one present moment passes into the next without God's visitation of His wrath, that you are justified in embracing error. My son takes into account every prayer, every sacrifice towards his victory of truth. He will raise up the new Jerusalem from amidst the briars of error. The fact remains that many souls will not realize the truth in time. This is why I need your prayers towards victory over the evil in the heart of the world. I come to strengthen the remnant faithful. These days, apostasy is accepted as the norm. It is even unnoticed amidst the conflict of these times. Apostasy has become an acceptable realm of belief as personal opinion. But it is not so with the Lord. Truth is truth, and never changes to appease consciences. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 6, 4 through 8. Synopsis: The danger of apostasy is that once those who were previously living in the truth have fallen away from the truth, it is near impossible for them to be renewed again in the truth by repentance. For they have crucified the Son of God again and made him a mockery. For it is impossible to restore again to repentance those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they then commit apostasy, since they crucify the Son of God on their own account, and hold him up to contempt. For land which has drunk the rain that often falls upon it, and brings forth vegetation useful to those whose sake it is cultivated, receives a blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed. Its end is to be burned. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.